This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's pull on that jobs thread, then, with this observation. In an economy with 3.7% unemployment, a lot of us do have jobs, yes. But where are we working? Big conglomerates or smaller shops? I ask because there are some signs things aren't going so well for smaller businesses and startups in this economy. New companies that have actual employees and payroll to meet are starting up more slowly than they did before the recession. That's according to data from the Census Bureau that the Associated Press dug out. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports that entrepreneurship seems to be getting harder.
Here's the data. Applications for new businesses likely to hire workers and have payroll are 16% lower than 12 years ago. One reason? Stingy credit, says business professor James Angel at Georgetown. He says new rules for banks after the Great Recession define small business loans as riskier.
Unless you have a wealthy friend who's willing to front you some cash, you need to find somebody who's going to lend you some money. But we've made it much more expensive for banks to lend money to small businesses.
The number of startups that hire people has actually been falling for four decades, says Jerry Davis at the University of Michigan School of Business. Nowadays, it's easier for startups to avoid hiring people full-time, he says. They can just pay people one gig at a time.
If you can rent the parts of a business, use temps rather than full-time employees, rent a factory, then you can look a lot more like a virtual startup, that you don't really need to create an enterprise with employees.
Which raises an issue of economic mobility. Small businesses do most of the country's hiring, so for many workers, they're the first rung on the economic ladder. And a bigger share of startups is now formed by historically disadvantaged groups, says Joyce Klein at the Aspen Institute.
Increasingly, our pie of entrepreneurs is more likely to be constituted people of color and women, and they have greater barriers in growing their business. That may be a trend that we're seeing here in the census data.
New businesses are critical to economic growth, says James Angel at Georgetown. They're not just where the hiring is, they're where the innovation is as well. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.